الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم للمسلم على المسلم ست بالمعروف يسلم عليه إذا لقيه ويجيبه إذا دعاه ويشمته إذا عطس ويعوده إذا مرض ويتبع جنازته إذا مات ويحب له ما يحب لنفسه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected elders and brothers, in this hadith of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu quotes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as mentioning six rights of people. We have something called huququllah and something that's called huququl ibad. Huququllah are the rights that's owed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and huququl ibad are the rights that are owed towards people. And in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that there are six rights of people which every Muslim must try and fulfill. The first right of every Muslim is وَيُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْهِ إِذَا لَقِيَهُ. When you meet a Muslim, then you greet him with salam, with the words Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And these words of salam is actually a dua that you're making for your Muslim brother, that may the peace of Allah, may the rahmat of Allah, may the barakat of Allah descend upon you. As compared to a greeting like hello and hi, which nobody even knows what's the meaning of hello and no one can explain what it even means. But salam is a greeting, and it is a greeting of dua which we give to a Muslim, and he in turn replies that with wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that salam is such a thing that it will create love and muhabbat amongst ourselves. Awa la adullukum ala shay'in iza fa'altumuhu tahababtum afshu as-salam baynakum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, should I not explain to you something which if you practice upon it, Allah will create love and muhabbat amongst yourselves. Make salam common amongst you. Wherever we're going, we see a Muslim, we greet him with salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ. You know the person, you don't know the person, greet him. You can see he's a Muslim. He got a topi on his head, he got a beard, he got a kurta. You can see the signs of iman and Islam on his face. Greet him with assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the words of the hadith is the person who greets first. The person who greets first is closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna awla an-nasi billahi ta'ala man bada'ahum bis-salam. The one who greets first, he is closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So whoever the person is, we know him, we don't know him, we make salam with him. Normally sometimes our weakness, we see a wealthy person, we greet a person, two hands will greet him. You see the muazzin, we walk past him, we just walk past him like you don't even know who he is. Whereas a muazzin in the sight of Allah is the greatest person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-mu'addinun atwaluhum a'naqan yawm al-qiyamah. On the day of qiyamah, the person will have the highest position will be the muazzin. So to greet every person, whether we know the person, we don't know the person, a person we're greeting. And we should teach our children also, that whenever you see an adult, you see a big person, go make salam with him. You enter your house, make salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that that person who when he enters his house, he enters his home,
and he makes salam loudly. He makes salam loudly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings barakat in that house. Allah ta'ala descends barakat in that house where salam is made loudly as a person enters the house. Allah ta'ala reward our little children when they come from the maktab. The maktab teaches the apas, the ustaz, they teach them. You go home, first thing you do, you make salam loudly. And when they walk in the house and they make salam, that barakat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings in the house through that salam. So this salam is such an ibadah. Rahmatullah used to say, remember the salam also, it starts with the alif from the beginning. Assalamu alaikum. Sometimes we use, because of SMS language, we make salamu alaikum, salamu alaikum, without the alif on the front. So to say assalamu alaikum with the alif fatha, and we greet in a correct manner, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you say assalamu alaikum, you'll get 10 rewards. You say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, you'll get 20 rewards. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and you'll get 30 rewards. So much of sawab. And throughout the day, walking, coming to the masjid, going out of the masjid, coming home, meeting with Muslims, we greeting with salam. How much of sawab and how much of reward we have gathered for ourselves just through this barakat of making salam. The second right which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says upon every Muslim is وَيُجِيبُهُ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. When he invites you, then you accept his da'wah. Someone calls you home, tells you, you know, please come home, come join me for meals. So you go and go accept his da'wah and attend his da'wah. Then this is also the right of a Muslim. Of course, if a person is committed, he is committed somewhere else, so he is busy, then respectfully he should excuse himself and tell him, I accepted your da'wah, but this is a story, I've already accepted a da'wah somewhere else, or I'm committed to work, I have to go back to work, I cannot make it now, but one day inshallah I'll come. Just to make the heart of the Muslim happy, that one day I'll come and eat it on your dastarkhan, and I'll accept your da'wah and I'll eat at your place. The third right which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains is وَيُشَمِّتُهُ إِذَا عَتَسَ. When a Muslim sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah, then to reply by saying يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ. When a Muslim sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah, then to reply by saying يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ. And this also is such a beautiful dua. It is mentioned in the hadith that there are certain things which Allah Ta'ala really loves. And the thing that Allah Ta'ala really loves, one of the things that He really loves is the sneeze of a believer. And why the sneeze of a believer is, when a person, when that sneeze is stuck in his nose, and he just doesn't want to come out, and then he sneezes, and he says, Alhamdulillah, and that Alhamdulillah comes from the bottom of his heart. That Alhamdulillah and praising Allah is very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala becomes very, very happy with that Muslim who praises him. Therefore, a person should... So the hadith says that there are certain things which Allah ta'ala really loves, and there are certain things which Allah ta'ala dislikes. And one of the things that Allah ta'ala dislikes is the yawning of a Muslim. The person, he yawns, and when he yawns, it makes that sound. And that is the thing Allah ta'ala really dislikes. It is mentioned in a hadith that when shaitan sees a Muslim yawning and making that sound like that, and shaitan actually falls down laughing at him and says, look at this lazy Muslim, look at this lazy Muslim. He laughs at him because of him yawning and making that sound. So, something that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam really disliked in a believer is laziness. He made this dua also, Rabbi a'udhu bika min al-kasali. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from laziness, that a person be lazy. Sometimes you find many a times complaints coming from parents. Children are very, very lazy. They can't even stand up and pick up their plate and put it in the, or clean the dastarkhan, or do any small work at home also. A person is so lazy. And this is something which Allah Ta'ala dislikes in a believer, that a person is lazy. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَيُشَمِّتُهُ إِذَا عَتَسَ. When a person sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah, then it is right that you say يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ. Normally in the Darul Uloom, in the final year of the Alim course, there's one kitab that we study, is called Abu Dawud Sharif. It is mentioned about the author of Abu Dawud Sharif, how Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with ilm and knowledge. He was once standing at the harbor, and there was a ship that was leaving, and there was a passenger who was standing on the ship who sneezed and said Alhamdulillah. And at that time it did not occur to him that it is his right that I should reply by saying Irhamukallah. And the ship had already left the harbor. He immediately hired a boat and asked that person to go as fast as he can and meet up with that ship. And from there he stood up and he shouted out, Irhamukallah. On that they heard a voice from the Asman saying, Abu Dawud, today you have replied to the sneeze of this believer. We will honor you with ilm and with knowledge. We will honor you with ilm and with knowledge because of this. One small action. But how much of sawab and how much of reward in this, that the person, he replies by saying Yarhamukallah to the sneeze of a believer. And the fourth right of every Muslim is وَيَعُودُهُ إِذَا مَرِضَ. When a person is sick, when a person is ill, then you should try and go and visit him. To visit a sick person, visiting a sick person is great amount of sawab and reward that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept for a person to go visit a sick person. In the hadith sharif it is mentioned that a person who goes to visit someone who is sick, then the moment you leave your house, you are already in the rahmat and in the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You have distanced yourself from Jahannam by 70 years. That is, there's a distance of 70 years between you and Jahannam, just for going to visit a sick person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala appoints 70,000 malaika to make dua for your maghfirat and for your forgiveness. Allah ta'ala appoints 70,000 malaika that they will continuously make dua for your forgiveness from the evening till the morning. And if you went in the morning, then from the morning till the evening, they will make dua for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the malaika to say to this person, mashallah, you did well, your walking is well. And be rest assured, you built yourself a palace in Jannah. You built yourself a palace in Jannah just to go visit a sick person. Allah Pak reward of Hazrat Maulana Harun Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. This was like something that is outstanding in Hazrat Maulana's life, to go and visit the sick people. Wherever he found someone was sick, then he'll go and visit him. I remember one day when we were leaving from here and going for Umrah, Hazrat Maulana said, make one niyat of yours also, that whoever is sick there, you'll go and visit him also in Makkah Mukarramah. So on the way also, you'll be in the rahmat and in the mercy of Allah, and you'll get sawab for just going to visit a sick person. So much of sawab and reward for visiting a sick person. And with regards to iyadatul mariz and visiting a sick person, it's not restricted to visiting only a Muslim. Sawab a person gets even if he's a non-Muslim that he visits. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, he went to visit a little Jewish boy who was ill. And he took a few sahaba ikiram radiallahu anhum with him. And when they came there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seized the opportunity that let me give him dawat and let me give him an invitation to accept Islam. So he told him that, see my young boy, you are now in the last stages of your life. Why don't you believe in Allah and become a Muslim on this before you leave this world? This boy looked at his father for mashwara. His father was standing there. He looked at his Jewish father. Father said, Ati' Abul Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you. He read the kalima and he passed away. He read the kalima and he passed away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy. He made shukr to Allah ta'ala that all praise is due to Allah who gave this boy hidayat on my hands. Who gave hidayat to this boy on my hands and blessed him with iman just before he could pass away. So to visit a person, there's so much of sawab and reward for this, to visit a sick person. Sometimes we know somebody is sick, he's ill. To try and visit him, take a few musallis from the masjid, we go and visit that sick person. Nowadays, maybe it's nice to phone beforehand. Just phone to find out what's a decent time, what's a suitable time to visit the sick person. So we don't inconvenience him at a time that he's wrong, maybe he's resting. It might be convenient for us, not convenient for him. So find out what's a convenient time to visit and go and visit him. And in this way, we'll earn so much of sawab and reward from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our Hazrat Mufti Sahab, Damat Barakatuh, we've been encouraging ulama to try and make jamaats and go to the hospitals, try and go to the government hospitals, see the condition and the halat of the people. Sometimes you just walk through one ward, surgical ward, you just visit it. There's Muslim, non-Muslim patients there. If you visited 10, 15 patients for the day, you build 10 palaces for yourself in Jannah. 10 palaces in Jannah. And at the same time, you might find certain Muslims who are going through certain halat. Their iman is boosted and spirited just with one mulaqat. One Maulana, he went to Addington Hospital on the 25th of December. 25th of December, he just went to visit some of the... He found one Tanzanian brother who was there in the hospital. So he went and he greeted him. This brother told him, please sit here next to me, don't go anywhere. He says, I'm here in the hospital now for 5 days. I haven't got one visitor. Every day there are Christian groups who are coming inside here and they're singing Christmas carols. And he says, I feel my iman is threatened at this year. You see, I never have one Muslim. You're the first Muslim who came. Just sit here with me, read the kalima with me, make some zikr with me, talk about Allah Ta'ala. He says, I feel my iman is being spirited in this way. So so many Muslims, their iman will be boosted just with the small little mulaqat. This is the barakat of just one mulaqat and one visit, how it can boost up the iman of a person. So to visit a sick person, وَيَعُودُهُ إِذَا مَرِضَ. When a person is sick, then you go and visit him. In this way, there's sawab and there's reward for us. And the sick person also feels spirited, he feels boosted, he feels uplifted that a Muslim brother came and visited him. The next right of every Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَيَتْبَعُ جَنَازَتَهُ إِذَا مَاتَ. When a Muslim passes away, then you should go for his janazah. You heard a Muslim has passed away, then we should take up the courage and take up the himmah to attend the janazah salah. Sometimes maybe it's a bit of a distance, we have to travel maybe from here to Durban, or sometimes to Overport, just for that janazah. But there's so much of sawab and reward for this, to fulfill the right of a Muslim that we attended his janazah salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you attend the janazah of a Muslim, you attend the janazah of a Muslim, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bless you with one qirat of sawab and one qirat of reward. And one qirat of sawab is equal to Mount Uhud. And Mount Uhud is the biggest mountain in Medina Munawwara, approximately 18 kilometers or 18 miles long. Such a huge mountain. And just for reading the Janazah Salah generally takes less than 1 minute. It's less than 1 minute, but just that the person took up the courage and the himmat that let me go and attend that Janazah Salah, that's the amount of sawab and reward Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives him. When a Muslim passes away, then to take part in all of that, to the ghusl, to go and pick up the body, do the ghusl, put the kafan, there's lots of rewards, great amount of reward. Allah Ta'ala reward our burial society brothers who go out of their way in any time of the morning and evening when there's a Janazah, that they are there, they are present, they're taking part in the ghusl, in the kafan, in the janazah salah, in the dafan, in whatever khidmat there is to do. There's so much of sawab and reward. And this is the right of a Muslim, that we fulfill the right of a Muslim. وَيَتْبَعُوا جَنَازَتَهُ إِذَا مَاتَ. When a Muslim passes away, then we should try and attend his janazah salah. So to be there for the janazah salah. Together with the janazah salah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one qirat of reward for that person who goes to the qabristan as well. Sometimes our weakness, we just come for the janazah salah, and from the crowd, maybe 1/10 of the crowd will go away to the qabristan to take part. A lot of times you'll find that there's nobody even to help and assist in the qabristan to fill the grave with soil. Many a times you may find old people with white beards, they're holding the spade, and they're trying to fill the qabr, and youngsters are standing aside in the back, sometimes maybe with a phone in their hand, sometimes maybe their hands folded, or maybe sometimes they're looking at their shoes, that they don't want to mess. The shoe is about 2,000 rand. If I'm going to go in the sand and mess my shoes here, then it's going to, I can't do this, so I'd rather just stand aside. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, one qirat of sawab for that person who attends the janazah, goes to the qabristan, and is part of the whole burial that is taking place. I remember our Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Harun Abbas Marsab, Rahmatullahi Ali, Hazrat Maulana once mentioned in one of his talks and his lectures, where he was explaining about the weight of a'mal on the mizan, on the scale of good deeds, the weight of a'mal. And he said there'll be a person who'll be standing in front of his scale, and he'll be very concerned because his good deeds will be very, very light, and his bad deeds will be very, very heavy. And at that time, a small little packet with a little bit of sand will come and fall on the scale. And this will make the scale very, very weighty and very, very heavy. And this will now give him his ticket to go into Jannah. Person will be surprised that what is this and where did the sand come from? It will be told to him that this was the sand that you used to fill in the grave of a Muslim. And this is now helping you today on the day of Qiyamah on your scale of good deeds. So this is that sawab of attending to go to the Qabristan to assist in the janazah, this great amount of sawab, and is fulfilling the rights of a Muslim. And the last right of a Muslim is, وَيُحِبُّ لَهُ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ, that we love for others what we love for ourselves. A Muslim is not a selfish person. He doesn't think only for himself. He thinks for the whole ummah. And this is what deen is about. الدِّينُ النَّصِيحَةَ. Deen is to wish well for others, to wish well for others. Hazrat Jarir radiallahu ta'ala, he says, I took bayt at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I took bayt at his hands, he gave me one advice. He told me, An-nusha li kulli Muslim, wish well for every Muslim. Wish well for every Muslim. Love for him what you love for yourself. These are the six rights which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, is the rights of every Muslim. You greet him, when you meet him, you greet him with salam. If he invites you to your house, you accept his dawat. If he sneezes and he says, Alhamdulillah, then you say, Yarhamukallah. If he's sick, then you try and visit him. If he passes away, you attend his janazah, and you love for him what you love for yourself. A person who fulfills these six rights of Muslims has fulfilled his hukukul ibad and the rights towards Muslims. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal and to practice. One important thing, respected elders and brothers, we are coming to the last ashara of Ramadan. Last ashara, the last 10 days. It was the practice and the habit and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that in the last 10 days of Ramadan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to erect one tent in the masjid, and he would sit for itikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan, searching and looking for Laylatul Qadr, the night which is a person gets the sawab of 1,000 months of ibadat. How nice it will be if we can also try and make this niyat and intention that we also sit for itikaf. Our masjid is available, other masjids are available, wherever a person is. Sometimes years have passed in our lives, we've never got an opportunity to sit for itikaf. A time may come where maut will reach us and we never got that chance and that opportunity. Let's try and seize that opportunity and see that we sit for itikaf and we try and fulfill this great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. And in this way also we try and look and search for Laylatul Qadr and earn the great sawab and reward that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has promised us. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.